Minneapolis teachers' union leader, bosses, elected officials, and soccer moms are in anti-ICE signal chats. By Amy Furr on February 2, 2026. The leader of the Minneapolis teachers' union admitted elected officials are involved and not ashamed of being part of the signal chats organizing anti-ICE activity. During an interview with Al Jazeera, president of the Minneapolis Federation of Educators Marcia Howard said bosses, elected officials, and everyday people are in the groups, Fox News reported Monday. The notion that people that are actively engaged in ICE watch, in being vigilant in protecting our neighbors, in signal chat groups, running plates, in their cars doing patrols, that somehow we're ashamed of that activity. That somehow you can call our bosses or show our faces and then we would be shunned by our community, she said. Our bosses are in the signal chats with us. Our elected officials are in the chats with us. Our nanas, the hockey coaches, the soccer moms. Everybody that's anybody is doing the work of protecting our neighbors because that's how we show up in Minneapolis and St. Paul, Howard added. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has opened an investigation into the Antifa-linked networks of activists in Democrat-run Minneapolis who have been impeding federal law enforcement from enforcing immigration laws, Breitbart News reported January 26. The news came after a report showed the leftists were connecting with each other and trading information about agency vehicles through Signal. There is growing evidence that Democrat leaders and their deputies have organized a citywide surveillance system for the activists to block federal agents who are investigating massive fraud of taxpayers and massive violations of the nation's immigration laws, the article read. As the protests and organized riots raged in Minneapolis and other cities, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, continued arresting illegal aliens convicted of heinous crimes such as murder, sex crimes against children, drug trafficking, and burglary, according to Breitbart News. In early January, a leftist protester admitted to Fox News host Laura Ingraham she was getting paid right now to be in Minneapolis. Indeed, Brandy Shufutinsky, who is director of the Education and National Security Program at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, said a few weeks ago of the protests, "It's the same network of people that have thousands of Americans blocking the streets, waving communist and terrorist flags, and attacking law enforcement and innocents. They are stoking the grievance industry that they built."